10 guys on the field. Third down and 7. This one is launched from McLaurin. He's got it. Touchdown. Touchdown, Terry McLaurin.
What a night. Jaden Daniels put on a show. Let's hope it's the first of many to come. Good morning. He's really the lead story, but in many ways, there is a co-lead to last night. I mean, there is plenty to discuss, and we will get to all of it when it comes to his first signature game. Again, hope last night was number one of a lot more to come. But as great as he was, let's not completely bury the other part of the headline, the co-lead to this story. And that is, Washington beat Cincinnati last night 38-33 to get to 2-1 on the season. It's early. I know as much as anybody else does how week to week and how fleeting this league and the results on Sundays and Mondays and Thursday nights can be. But you know what they're doing right now? They're doing what Eddie Jordan once professed. They're harvesting some early nuts. Their offense, if it's as dynamic and capable as it has appeared to be over the last two games, they're going to have a chance at a season, boys and girls, at a season. As my good friend Zabe used to say, let's go have ourselves a season. This isn't about block building or rebuilding down the road. You know, we just want to get better each week. No. Last night was a conversation changer. They're good enough on offense to win games. Not just good enough, okay, on offense. What they did last night and the week before is historic stuff. No punts, no turnovers, and points on 13 straight drives. I don't count the last drive against Tampa Bay. They were down by 23. Tampa had their reserves in. They were playing soft. In meaningful moments over the last 2 weeks, they have not come off the field without scoring points. This could change. You know, it always does in the NFL. But they've got something going offensively. The season is in play because of what they can do on offense. Let's at least for the moment stop talking about rebuilds and building blocks for 2025 and enjoy the ride they might be taking us on right now. I know they're not very good on defense. That's for sure. Not through 3 weeks anyway. And there aren't any real signs that it's going to get any better in the coming weeks. I mean, Houston, we do have a problem on defense. But at the same time, this team is going to be in games and win games if the offense scores every single time it takes the field. I know that they will punt eventually. They will eventually turn the ball over. But my God, do they have a star right now, early in the season, his first season at quarterback? I think personally, as most of you know, this star is going to shine brightly, not just in the weeks and months ahead, but the years ahead. We've got plenty of time to get to his night. But let's also not ignore that last night was a legit changing of the discussion for this year. We can slow roll for now. The 4-13, the 5-12, the 6-11, maybe even the 7-10s. For now, anyway. Things happen in the NFL, and last night, I know, could have been the high point. But I doubt it. They have a chance to be pretty good right now. I'm not saying Super Bowl. I'm not saying NFC title game. I'm not saying multiple playoff wins. You know, when you have a defense as bad as this one has played in the first 3 weeks of the season, you can't contend for anything major. But I am saying, when it comes to one of those 7 playoff berths, in their conference, the NFC, why not us? Why not Washington? With that said, I do understand last night was not just about the immediate and the potential that they have here to go out and have a decent season. It's also a night where you can really let your imagination run wild about the future. Because when a quarterback does what Jaden Daniels did last night, you immediately think you are watching the beginning. You know, that there are many more nights like this. Like, imagine when he really gets it. Imagine when he really understands the offense. Imagine as he gets older and he's able to dissect things even faster, you know, and make, you know, even more good plays and smart plays. You know, look, I'm not going there, but we know that there was a shock and awe performance in 2012. And it didn't lead to anything future-wise. It was just a moment. There were several that season, but ultimately, injuries and a lot of other things derailed it. But oh my God, Denton, how good was Jaden Daniels last night? How good, just in general, was the offense last night? I hope Austin Eckler's okay. He is a major part of what they did last night and what they did last week. Not to mention, how about him on kickoff returns? I love what they have done the last 2 weeks in particular offensively. We talked a little bit about the Tampa game in that maybe some of the results masked what they were trying to do and trying to accomplish, and maybe some of the things that were there and were open. Last night offensively, 6 drives, 6 scores, no punts, no turnovers, 5 of 9 on 3rd down, 3 of 3 on 4th down. And here's something, and I'll get into this in more detail, and I'll explain it when I get to my game take. But they had 356 total yards. That's not like an outrageous number of yards in a game. But they only had the possibility of 380 yards, considering they had the ball just 6 times. And when you looked at the starting field position, the number of yards they could cover going forward, it was 356 they got out of 380. That's pretty good, I'm sure. Over the last 2 games, Washington, as mentioned, 13 of 13 when you exclude kneel downs. They just became the only team since 2000 to score on every drive in multiple games. I mean, at this point, they can consider making Tressway inactive on Sunday in Arizona. Kidding, of course. Not bad for a college offense. Thank you, Cam Taylor, Britt. What a fool. Because watching NFL football over the last 10-plus years, college offense has become part of pro offense. And we got a lot of college in our offense, and I love it. 38-33 last night in Cincinnati, a game that the Bengals desperately needed. Can't go to 0-3. You know, the 0-3 numbers, we know what they are. Those may change in the coming years because of 17 games and because of an expanded playoff field. But still, the Bengals needed it last night. And they had no chance to get stops against Washington's offense. But how good are they offensively? Or is it a combination of how good they are offensively, how bad Washington is defensively? But that is a marquee early season win. For the 3rd straight week, the largest underdog on the board won the game outright. And they did it with a star performance that I guarantee you has executives at Fox, at CBS, but most importantly, at NBC and at Disney, ESPN, looking at their schedule the rest of the way saying, all right, where are our flex opportunities with Washington to get them into Sunday night games so that we can feature Jaden Daniels? And by the way, remember, there is flexibility on Monday night games later on in the season. I found myself, Denton, last night looking ahead, primarily to November. You know, Washington does have a Thursday night game in Philadelphia on November 14th. November 14th, they've got a Thursday night Amazon Prime game. Now, you can't get flex to that spot. But once you get beyond that game, there are possibilities. And typically, you look at the 1 o'clock games. Maybe the week before, November 10th, Pittsburgh in Washington. Dallas, Sunday, November 24th, probably not, because the Cowboys play Thanksgiving Day that next Thursday. So typically, the Cowboys are not going to be in a Monday night or a Sunday night spot when they've got to play 4 days later. They got a game at the Superdome, December 15th, 1 o'clock scheduled right now on Fox. How about Sunday, December 22nd against Philadelphia? How about Kirk comes to town, December 29th? What if that's a big game in the NFC? They close at Dallas. Yeah, you can start to think about those things because you've got a star, at least a perceived star, right now at quarterback. All right. I'm buzzing. I mean, could not go to sleep last night after the game. Denton, every, you know, press conference, every interview, watched it until late night last night. Couldn't wait to get in this morning. This is one of the more incredible games this franchise has had in a long, long time. I really think you almost have to go back to the last time this team really captured the attention of the town. I don't know if last night will do it, but it would be some of the RG3 games. It would be the New Orleans game. It would be that Minnesota game. It would be the late season run, the Giant game on Monday night, the season finale against the Cowboys, the playoff game against Seattle. All due respect to my guy. You know who? Kirk. They had some big games in 2015 and 2016. Not really the same thing as when you have somebody with kind of the charisma, which is all wrapped up into the game he plays, not necessarily his personality. You know, Tiger Woods' game is charismatic. He himself isn't. I'd much rather have the former. What'd you think?
This is the most excited I've been to come to work since we've been working together. Last night was awesome. And, you know, I was driving home after doing the Burning Gold Game Day live on the Team 980 106.7. And I was thinking, I was reminiscing, if you will, because remember when there was, in like the months of March and April, where it felt like every 4 days you would start the show off with an email about somebody complaining about us talking too much about Jaden Daniels? And now we're seeing why we talk so much about him, because you watched him go into a tough environment. I'm not going to say hostile. I don't know that Cincinnati is a hostile environment, but it's a tough environment going up against a team that was exceptionally desperate, and that defense could not stop him. There was not a, even when they went for it on fourth downs, it got to the point where towards the end of the game, I just expected them to convert on that. And I don't know that I've ever felt that as a fan, where the expectation is they're going to make this work, because you trust that the guy who's playing quarterback is going to make the right decision and they're going to get a first down. And I do think moving forward, you're going to see them continually go for it on anything shorter than fourth and four because they trust Jaden Daniels. That was awesome to see last night. And then that final drive, Kevin, how many times over the past, I don't know, like 20 years, when you get to a second and 20, all right, you, like, throw the punter out there now. Second and 20, you're too far behind the change, penalties, sacks, like, get Tressway out there. Let's just try and pin him. Right. and then he just marched. Not only did they overcome that, they ended up scoring a touchdown. And by the way, they ate up nearly 8 minutes of clock on that drive to give Cincinnati next to nothing to deal with in an effort to score twice, which they end up scoring pretty easily.
7 minute, 32 second drive.
Insane.
I mean, but you know, you brought something up, and I'm going to talk about it when I get to the game take. You know that you've got an offense when penalties, and they didn't have many, they only had two on offense, but they both came on that game-clinching drive. And they were in a first and 15. They overcame that in two plays, the first and 15. Then they were in a second and 20, and they overcame that three plays later. Like, those kinds of down and distances, for the significant majority of teams, are drive killers. And to their credit, they just have the ability to get chunk yardage. Not just sideways passes last night. There were plenty of deep shots. Oh, did we tell you that he throws a really good deep ball? Yeah, look, we all make predictions, and we're all wrong just as much as we're right. We're probably more wrong than we are right, especially when it comes to, you know, high-profile players, quarterbacks in particular. And it is too early after 3 weeks to declare, hey, they found their guy. But you wanted, when you came into this season, nights like last night, because those are the nights that add them up over 17 in the first season, and you're going to come to the conclusion that they got it right. Remember this, though. You know, the number one concern for me was never talent, skill set. It was always, can he hold up physically with that frame? Does he have a lot of the intangibles? We're starting to see the latter portion sort of come to a realistic and very positive conclusion on the intangibles. We've been hearing about those, the secret sauce with him since back in May. All right, let's take a break. Our morning, all morning long, is presented by our good friends at T-Mobile. T-Mobile, head to it right now at T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro. Phone lines will open, but not for a while. We will definitely give all of you guys a chance to weigh in. Ben will join us. We'll get what it was like in the locker room last night. Kevin Sheehan Show, the day after, the morning after, one of the more memorable wins and memorable performances in recent franchise history. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.